السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Inshallah, we will start with the recitation for today's lesson and then follow it up with word by word, and I will give you the chance to repeat after me, and in the end we will conclude with you reciting the whole ayah as well. So inshallah, let us get started.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
We start from Ayah 22.
الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
Explanation. الذي, two counts, ذال يا. الذي, tip of the tongue under ذال. جعل, three letter verb, so we push the first sound. جعل, جعل, repeat. جعل, جعل لكم, push the lamb. لكم, لكم الأرض, لكم الأرض. When you connect with the L, this lamb, make sure the tip of the tongue stays where it is. Don't let it drop quickly. If I let it drop, I get a qalqala sound. That is wrong. For example, this is the wrong sound. L. Because I let my tongue come down. I have to keep it there until I can say R. Al-arda. Repeat. Al-arda. Fira. Now, fi is soft, ra is heavy. Tip of the tongue will go to the roof of your mouth. Fira. 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 Shaunwa. When you see the vowel after the tanween, it's called idgham, and we are going to connect and hold the vowel. Fira. Shaunwa. Fira. Shaunwa. Wassama'a. Wassama'a. Bina'a. Now, if you want to take a breath after the word bina'an, because this hamza has got two fathas, okay, it's called a tanween. Because it has got a tanween, we're not going to put a sukoon on the hamza. We have to keep the alif sound. So if I want to take a breath, I will say bina'a, two counts. Compare it with the previous word, wassama'a. If I were to continue, I say the hamza with the fatha, a. But if I want to take a stop and I want to take a breath, then I have to put a sukoon. So the difference here is, if the hamza has a fatha or if it has a dhamma or kasra, then you can always put a sukoon on it. But if the hamza has got a tanween, then you cannot put a sukoon. You have to say the alif sound with two counts if you are going to stop. Is that clear? So here we can say wassama if I stop. But if I stop on the next word, I say bina'a. Next word, wa'anzala. This noon, you have to hide the sound of the noon without completely going to the noon makhraj. What I mean is that if I say an, say after me, an. Now you're going to touch the tip of your tongue behind your front teeth at the where there is a little bump. N. That is clearly saying the noon sound. And for to say that noon sound, there'll be a sukoon. If you're using the Arab, the Uthmani Mushaf of the Quran, then you will see a sukoon. But if you see no sukoon, then you will hide the sound and say anzala. Say with me. Anzala. The tip of the tongue doesn't go that high, it stays low, ready to say z. Anzala. Anzala. Now the next word, mina. This word is actually min. It got a fatha to connect it. When I say mina, I always emphasize the meme. I don't say mina. Mina, meaning both of meem and noon, I'm giving the same equal importance in my voice. No, I have to give more importance to meem. Mina. Mina sama'a. If I take a breath, then ma'a, two counts. If I don't take a breath, then I have to say ma'an fa'akhraja. Repeat. Now, فَأَخْرَجَ. You see a sukoon in the middle of the word أخ. So emphasize the ra. أخرج, not أخرج or أخرج. Don't stretch the jim. That's wrong. Correct way. فَأَخْرَجَ. Repeat. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ. The ha is to be stretched two counts. We call it sila sughra. When you see this little V sign or you see a zair, khadi zair, that means you have to make two counts. بِهِ. And mina, remember, mim we are going to emphasize. Mina thamarati. Mina thamarati. Make the ra heavy and stretch it. Mina thamarati rizqan lakum. You see the zai, it has a sukoon, right? Riz. So I'm going to do this buzzing sound, riz. Push the air from between my teeth and give it a little extra time. Don't be in a hurry and say rizqa. No, rizqa, rizqan lakum. And previously we learned lakum. Always make the lam more important. Rizqan lakum. Fala taj'alu. Fala, two counts. Taj'a. Jim, qalqala. That means I'm bouncing the jim. Taj'a. Taj'a. Repeat. Taj'a. And then ayn, I'm going to push. Taj'alu. Taj'alu. Two counts. Lillahi. Now, this is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say lafz jalala. And it has two kind of pronunciation. Sometimes we make the middle lam with the shadda on it. We make that lam heavy. Lam fatha becomes la. Like Allahu. Allahu. But when there is a zir before the middle lam, li, I make the lam soft. Lillahi. 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 Hear the la sound, not la. Lillahi. Andadawwa. So here again, the noon, I'm going to make a ikhfa or hiding sound. Andad. So when I say da, tip of the tongue is behind my front teeth. Say da. Okay, tip of the tongue is hitting the back of the front teeth. Da. So when I say the noon sound, I keep my tongue close to that. And da. Repeat. And da. Also make sure that the tongue is flat. And da dawwa. Wa antum. Hear the noon. Antum. The noon is going to be hidden. And then tum. Okay. What happens with all words where you see a dhamma or a pesh and after that you see a sukoon on letters that we call soft letters? We want to make sure that after the dhamma on tu and we say the meem, I don't keep that round shape of the lip anymore. Okay? The lips have to flatten. Tum. You hear the sound? Tum. Mm. Mm. Not tum, um. Means what? I've made a round shape on the meme. And the meme is also getting a dhamma sound. Tum. No. Tum. Tum. Okay, these are finer points of tajweed. And those who are basic, okay, don't get too confused. But those who can use these tips, go ahead and use them, inshallah. Wa antum ta'lamun. Ta'lamun. So ta and ayn. Ta, ta, and lemon, ta, lemon. Now let us practice ayah 23. Wa in kuntum. When you say the noon here, we are going to keep the tongue close to kaf. In ku. Back of the tongue goes high to say ku, ku. So now when I say the noon, I'm going to make my tongue high, back of the tongue high. Wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma. So roy, the e sound. Raybin, hold the mim, and mimma, again hold the mim and the alif. Mimma. Nazzalna, nazzalna. Ala, push the ayn, ala.
ala abedina.
Abedina. For the ba, we do qalqala, meaning I shut my mouth and I open it quickly.
Abe.
Say abe.
Abe.
Abedina. And then push dal.
Abedina.
Fa'tu. Next word. Fa'tu. The hamza has a sukoon or jazm. So we cut off the sound. Fa. That's a hiccup. Fa'tu. And the two is two counts.
Bisuratim.
Repeat. Bisuratim mim mislihi. Again.
Bisuratim mim mislihi.
So what do you notice here? The mim has shadda, so we stop and do humming. And the fa has a sukoon, mis. I give it a little extra time. I'm not rushing, I'm not saying mislihi.
Mislihi.
So there's time for the air to pass. And the he will be two counts. You see the sila sogra or the karizir, two counts.
Mislihi.
Next word. Wadi'u.
Wadi.
Qalqalan dal. Wadi.
Wadi.
So you touch the dal makhraj behind your teeth, front teeth, upper front teeth, and let it go.
Wadi.
Wadi. And u, two counts.
Wadi'u.
Shuhada'akum. Make the sheen more important.
Shuhada'akum.
And then for the hamza in the middle, akum, akum.
Shuhada'akum min.
So I hold the meem to count, and then the noon, I hide it.
Min duni. Min dunillahi.
Okay, here the lafz jalala lam is going to be soft because there's a zair before on the noon, so we say la.
Min dunillahi.
Repeat.
Min dunillahi. In kuntum. In kuntum sadiqeen. Sadiqeen.
Ayah 24.
Fa'in lam taf'alu. Fa'in lam.
So here we ignore the noon. We catch the lam.
Fa'in lam.
Fa'in lam. Taf'alu. Push the ayin sound.
Taf'alu.
Walan. Okay, here I'm hiding the noon. How I'm doing it? I'm looking at the word, next word, which is ta. Taf. Taf. So for ta, the tip of the tongue, ta, is hitting like the back of the front teeth. Ta. So I say
walan,
and my tip of the tongue is very close to saying ta.
Walan taf'alu.
Next, fattaqun
qu.
So this is not ku. Fattaqu. The back of the tongue will go up, hit the soft part in the roof of your mouth, at the very back. So here's a qu. Say qu.
Qu.
Fattaqu. But when you join with the next word, annara, so then you drop the waw on after, so you drop the waw after qu.
Fattaqu annara allati.
Repeat.
Fattaqu annara allati. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ. وَالْحِجَارَةُ.
If you continue.
وَالْحِجَارَةُ.
وَالْحِجَارَةُ.
أعدت أعدت. For the ta sukun, push the air out between your teeth. We call it hems. And there's this burst of air. أعدت أعدت للكافرين. لل, and keep the tip of the tongue stuck at the lam makhraj. لل للكافرين. أعدت للكافرين. Okay, ayah 25, we're just going to break it up and do the practice of the ayah.
وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة الرزق قالوا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون وهم فيها خالدون.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.